I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies are back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning. Coming to you live from Gaithersburg, I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle in Kensington.
Good morning.
Johnny Cakes is in Olney.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop,
representing
Virginia in Ashburn.
What's up, boys?
Same old, same old. What is this, like day 9 or 10 of our quarantine life?
Might be day 10. I'm not sure.
Seems like day 400.
Yeah. I will say this. We always complain about our job. And, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we all know we got great jobs. But I've never appreciated this job more than this time right now, because there's not much else to do. And I really actually I look forward to these 4 hours. You know, it's fun. We get to kind of laugh a little bit. And, you know, the rest of the day, you just, for me, I don't know how you guys feel. I feel like I'm just killing time until we do the next show.
Oh, it's mind numbing.
Yeah.
It crawls. I went for, you know, another long walk slash run yesterday. That's about all I can do for entertainment.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. I just enjoy doing – this is the highlight of my day. And I don't know if it was always that way before. I mean, I was, like, doing the show, but it's really the highlight of my day now.
I do – and I told you guys this the other day. I feel like the show goes by quicker since we've been doing it remotely. I don't know about you guys, but
– you do seem more chipper.
Yeah, everyone says how much happier you are.
Oh, I'm not happy. Believe me, I'm miserable.
No, but just the fact that you're working from home.
Well, I mean, it helps because I get up the earliest and I drive the furthest. But, no, I'm a miserable person during the day. Unless I'm on the golf course, I'm miserable. This has changed my life and changed my family's life. I hate it. Mm. Believe me, during the day, I'm not happy.
I went to the grocery store yesterday. I went to the Harris Teeter here in Crown Farm. By the way, I believe Jason's Harris Teeter is going out of business or something like that.
No, it's not the one.
I've seen a couple people tweet us about the Harris Teeter in Ashburn shutting down.
Well, there are four in Ashburn. It's just one that's shutting down.
Gotcha.
It's not the one that's closest to my house.
It just was really eerie yesterday. It was the first time I had gone in a week. I've been trying to avoid it, but today we have a pseudo birthday party we're going to do. So I went out and got a cake and a couple of things, you know, balloons, and I ended up just buying a bunch of groceries since I was there. And there were so many people wearing masks. And the cashiers wearing gloves, and thankfully, somebody there right at the front who wanted to wipe down the cart.
Oh,
want to wipe down the cart? Who's going to say no to that?
Right.
But it just really was a weird vibe. I told my wife when I got back, man, I was like, I want to avoid it, number one, because we shouldn't be going there all the time. And number two, it just was eerie and creepy.
It was just a new reality. You know, when you go out, you're going to see people with gloves and masks and, you know, with wipe, bringing their own wipes if wipes aren't provided at the front of the store. So
it's
just what it is now.
Yeah, I told you this. I noticed that a couple weeks ago, though, that it's been really eerie in the grocery. people are staying away. I've been going late at night. Like last night I went at 10:30. The downside is the place is just pummeled by 10:30.
Oh, yeah.
No
there's
bread.
Nothing. There's nothing there.
No eggs. No milk.
Yeah, because that's probably when like the night crew is about to come in and start restocking for the 6 a.m. rush.
Yes.
At 10 or 11 o'clock.
So the lady told me that eggs come in at 5 a.m.
Wow.
So
I can't believe you were up at 10:30.
Oh, I'm not going to bed till like midnight.
I don't know how you do that.
Because I get a second wind.
Are you taking a nap during the day like you usually do?
It's not on purpose. I just end up crashing. I fall apart. You know, yeah. But it's fine. It kills the day.
Right.
And then we have dinner. And then, like, every other night, we're having a fire pit. And we just go outside and kill 3 hours and
have a cocktail.
Know, last
night,
Survivor.
I did not have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Upset.
So I got to make up for it today.
You know what? That's a bad night.
That it was.
You need
a bad
to get back on that horse.
I watched a movie called Buried with Ryan Reynolds. Terrible movie.
Is he in a coffin the whole time?
Yeah. He's a special ops guy, and his convoy gets attacked in Iraq, and he gets caught in this. I don't know. I turned it on halfway through it, but he's in a coffin for the entire movie. All he has is a lighter and a cell phone. It's the worst movie ever.
Right? And you watched the whole thing?
Well, I watched
it. Out?
Well, I wanted to see if he got out of the coffin.
Did he at least get paid $1,500 like I did?
At least Cakes got out of the coffin. But
at least
Ryan
I made
Reynolds,
some scratch.
I'll say this. Ryan Reynolds does not get out of the coffin.
Oh, jeez. Not that I was actually going to watch it.
Gonna
I wasn't going to watch that trash anyway.
I know.
You right. Get sized for Ryan Reynolds, though, because he's married to your girl, Blake Lively.
Oh, I'm so jelly of him. Every single night, I'm jelly of him. He crawls into bed with that.
He crawls into
bed with that 12.
Well, I'm trying to not drink every night. So I think yesterday I had reported that I didn't drink the night before. Last night I did. Tonight I'm going to try to go because I'm trying to do some sort of decent modeling for my kids. So I'm not trying to get hammered every night. So tonight and I took a shower this morning in a great upset because I was so
that
smelly.
That is an upset.
Yeah, I take a shower. One thing that I'm going to have to deal with in a couple of weeks, like I would say right about now for me, I would be thinking about getting a haircut. Now, I might not get one for another week.
Oh, you're done
but
now.
If haircuts shut down for a month, my hair is going to be a show because I haven't had a haircut for probably 4 or 5 weeks.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I was going to go to the grooming lounge because I believe yesterday was the last day it was going to be open for 30 days. But I didn't make it, and my hair is. I'm going to look like Ozzy Osbourne.
Right. Yeah, I saw somebody, a buddy of mine. He got just a buzz cut, so he could be prepared. You know.
Mm.
But I just wear a hat, so who cares?
Yeah, that's true. Who cares?
It's all good. How are your kids handling? You know, my son is just he has moments where he just wants to blow his brains out.
My kids are starting to go at each other like they did senior year, because they were cleaning out their closets, organizing their closets yesterday, and they're fighting over whose clothes are who, and it was one of those days where they were just getting on each other's nerves. So I said, all right, we're all going out for a walk. Let's just get a breath of fresh air. So we went out for a 2-mile walk with the dog.
Right.
Settled down the nerves a little bit, and then they got back into the house. They started arguing again.
Yeah, I mean, it's unavoidable. Everyone at this point is starting to get on everybody's nerves. We kind of scatter mostly during the day, and then, you know, for dinner we get together or we do a fire pit or something like that. But it just can't be all togetherness all day.
I allowed my younger daughter to walk with her friends yesterday. They said they were 6 feet apart.
Right.
They met at a park or the school, and then they took a little walk.
Right.
I mean,
you have to give them some sanity.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're not supposed to do that, but they said that was their version of social distancing, so they stayed away from each other, but they at least got to talk.
What was the golf course like for you?
Golf was canceled yesterday. Course closed
down. Oh, you canceled it.
They canceled me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, you're finished.
Right. And it's shut down for indefinitely right now?
Yes.
Yeah,
Jason is probably going to suffer the most from this quarantine because he's lost sports gambling and now he's lost golf.
Right.
What else
it's
is there?
Devastating.
If you took away his dog, he'd be done.
Although online blackjack? That's still up and running.
I'm staying away from that.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
But I am supposed to play at Army-Navy Country Club tomorrow and Belmont Country Club on Friday. Those courses are still open.
Yeah, you got to go to the privates. You got to hit the privates now.
Well, he only does privates.
Yeah, he does. He'll do so upscale publics if he gets the hooks.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But tomorrow and Friday, if the weather permits, hopefully I'll be out there. That'll kill some time.
Right. That's what it's all about, is killing time. And
has anybody done what some like psychiatrists and therapists have recommended, and that is take up like a productive hobby, like take up a language?
No. Like learn to play guitar or something like that? No.
You read some of these things, they're like, what can you do during this quarantine time? Pick up a language. Yeah. Start playing the guitar. Do other things that are going to be productive. Start writing a journal.
I'm going to learn French when I'm almost 50. Don't they always say that like you introduce languages to kids when they're super young, when they can really absorb it? Right?
Yes.
I can't do that.
Hey,
I think with apps you can learn easier.
I do have a fantasy baseball draft tonight at 7 o'clock. That'll kill a couple hours.
Yeah, that will kill some time.
That's something.
Right. Even though they're not going to play the season, I'm still going to have the draft.
Honestly, there's no excuse for all of us as a culture to get exercise, because we can all go for runs/walks, and even if you don't have a home gym at your house, there's a variety of things you can do. You can do, you know, you can do body weight exercises.
You could run a marathon on your balcony.
A marathon on your balcony.
Yeah,
totally can. Now I can't say that I've been doing it every day. I got in the shower this morning and I was very unhappy with how my belly looked. Because I'm just eating to deal with the stress. I don't know if you guys are, but
I also passes time. Like you graze.
Yeah. I just go over there and I just get another Hershey's chocolate bar. Just crush it. You know,
I'm with you. I will tell you, because part of my routine, you know, teasing Jason that he's a sports gambler and plays golf, but part of my routine is I would go to the gym. I would go to Lifetime Fitness. So my day was, you know, I might go in the early evening. I might go after the show. But that was part of my day. A big chunk of the day was heading over there. They had a daycare. I could put the 3-year-old over there, and then I could go do my thing. Now, without that, I've kind of lost the motivation, to be honest with you. It's not as much fun to just do push-ups or use the dumbbells at home.
Just get me to Easter, because the country's going to go back to normal on Easter.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just going to snap.
Governor Hogan didn't really like that talk.
All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, Easter was later than what I had thought, because the way Trump was talking, he was like, yeah, it'll be, you know, we got our 2 weeks up and it'll be a little bit past that, and then we got to open it up. Well, Easter is, I think as of yesterday, was it like 19 more days or something like?
April 12th is Easter.
Yeah, so, I mean, that is...
Just listen to the governors.
For sure.
You got to listen to the govs.
For sure,
but
you
got to
have an end in sight at some point. You got to have something to shoot for.
Well, we just have to see. I don't know if you saw the line graph yesterday of the cases. All right, so China's kind of leveled out. South Korea's leveled out. Italy is still skyrocketing, and we are still skyrocketing.
Yeah.
So until we get to that flattened part on the line graph, then we're not going to – nothing's going to change.
Believe right now, the cases and deaths are doubling every 60 hours in the United States.
Well, most of it's New York.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
New York is 58% of the cases.
Scary, right?
And they're on pace. And see, I don't think this is going to happen because of the social distancing. Although it's almost impossible to implement in New York, they said in 2 weeks, if it continues at this rate, they'd be at 30,000 in one day, 30,000 deaths in one day. Now, hopefully, that's not going to happen, because in 5 or 6 days, they're going to start to see a dramatic decline. That's what we hope.
Right.
Well, hey
Jason,
I think
you called shot yesterday with the 2,000 point day on the stock market.
I saw the futures were up big again today.
You called it yesterday.
Can we get back to back days?
I don't know, but that was encouraging.
But it's going to be a roller coaster. You might get a couple days of going up.
Just strap yourself in.
I just saw a stock that I'm not going to talk about that we all have a vested interest in that was listed as a sell yesterday, and in some other places, a strong sell.
Uh-oh. Does it start with an E?
Might.
And end with an M?
I'm just guessing. Here's dart throw.
Yeah.
Don't buy.
Why would you sell a stock that's only a dollar a share?
Yeah. I don't know.
You might as well keep it.
I saw that. Yeah. That was depressing.
Sure. Very depressing.
That was super depressing.
Our stock price is like the price of a can of soda.
Right. Can of soda is probably more expensive.
By the way, I think the Comrexes we're broadcasting with are 10% of the company's net worth.
Look at this. See this? See that? That's more expensive by far than what our stock is.
How much is the 5-hour energy?
That's probably
three bucks.
Oh, I'd be psyched. $3.
$2.99 maybe?
$3, I'd be pulling my pants down.
Is what it is.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I should mention on the show today, we are going to try our talent/gong show. I know a couple people reached out to us. I really have no idea how many people are going to do this.
Yeah.
Our boy Cole sent me his rap. He says he's got kids and work and can't actually call in live. I don't know if we can play a canned rap that he just sent, but I emailed that over to Drab and Valdez this morning. There was like a teacher who sent us a link to something that he was doing, so he's going to join us.
Singer,
I have no
right?
idea what else is going on. Yeah, I would say he's more of a rapper.
Gotcha.
He's like a white teacher rapper.
Gotcha.
But maybe you want to call him a singer. It's fine.
Right.
So we're going to do that today at 9:20. Also on the show, really the only news locally going on is the Redskins make moves.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them aren't big splashes, but we'll fill you in on what's going on there. Sean Springs is going to join us at 9 o'clock, so we'll get his take on Quentin Dunbar being traded away for a fifth-round pick. Also, Alan May is going to join us. We'll talk a little NHL, I guess, and what's going on there with the players. And
nothing.
Scott Pioli is going to join us, who was an executive with the New England Patriots when they were winning Super Bowls, and was with the Chiefs. Now he is a colleague of ours with Radio.com.
Nice.
So we got all that going on. Again, we've got our talent show, Gong Show, 9:20, right here on the Junkies. We're coming right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live this Wednesday morning on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. I know during the break, EB was having issues punching us all up. If you're watching the video version, you can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. Did you get it fixed, EB?
No, I could see you guys, but it's slow, so I don't know what's going on. It's fine. It's all good. I can at least see you.
It's a technical work in progress.
As we've said many times since we've started working remotely, first it was just Jason, then Eric, then all of us now doing remotely. Appreciate you checking out the show. If you are listening from home, there are a lot of ways you can check it out. Go to thefandc.com, and you can figure out how you can listen on your Google Home or Alexa. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've taken a few sneak peeks at NBC Sports Washington, and I think it looks pretty darn good considering we're kind of winging this. So.
Alexa gets very little run in my house. It's very underutilized.
I don't know why. Cakes, you use it for the weather.
I know. I should probably use it more. Just very, very little interaction with
I'm
her.
I'm right there with you. Alexa probably gets a little talking to a couple days a week, and it's simply for the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like the latest agent gift that we got sent. What was it? I can't remember what it is. Some sort of Echo device.
Yeah.
I gave that to the after prom.
Oh, you
giveaway.
Re-gifted it.
Just gave it away for the prom. That's not going to happen.
Right.
I just gave it away.
Right.
So we wanted to get into the Redskins a little bit. They have 100 running backs now. What are they doing at running back?
They love stocking up on guys like Peyton Barber. to add and, backfield and, depth.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have five now on the roster.
Well, only
what
so
it kind of tells me is
team.
What it kind of tells me is Ron Rivera knows Geis is injury prone, even
sure.
though Geis doesn't want to say he's injury prone, and Adrian Peterson is old.
Right.
Correct.
Well,
and who knows about Bryce Love?
Bryce Love is the X factor, for sure, 100%. He's the one I'm excited to see.
I mean, all those guys can't make the team.
Right, right.
So I would assume that at least one of those guys is going to get cut, but who knows?
You know, what's interesting is we don't know how Rivera feels about Peterson, right?
Right.
We have no idea.
Well, he's spoken on it. I think he loves the fact that he's a vet and he's going to help build the culture with the other old guys that they're importing, like Thomas Davis. He likes that. How durable is he going to be? Is he going to keep defying the odds and age year after year? At some point, he's going to slow down.
He might love him in training camp. Is he going to love him right before week one when he has to make those cuts? And he's going to love 35-year-old running back?
I could see Peyton Barber being the week one starter.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. A couple years ago, he ran for 871 yards. Last year,
he was 25 or 26.
Yeah, last year he was splitting carries with Ronald Jones. So his numbers were way down.
What was the injury? I can't even remember that put Geis down at the end of the season. Was it another knee? I can't even remember.
Did he hyperextend his knee or something along those lines?
Right, right.
I can double check that. But
here's the deal with
like
Geis.
That.
I don't even care what the specific injury was. He's played in 5 games out of 32 possible.
Yeah.
No 5 for 32.
Can't rely on him.
You know, you're right. Of course.
Can't work with him.
Could he surprise you and play 16 games? I guess it's possible.
That would surprise me tremendously if he played 16 games.
Right.
So who do they have right now? They've got Peterson, they've got Geis, they got Love, they got Barber.
And McKissick.
Oh, they did sign McKissick, that's right. Those are the only five guys right now on the roster?
Yes, Barber, McKissick, Peterson, Geis.
So Smallwood, who they had last year, he's not on the roster.
He's gone, I believe.
And Chris Thompson is
free agent. Right.
Geis sprained his MCL. That's what ended his season.
Right, so
it was not hyperextended.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
And, of course, they added a tight end yesterday, too.
Who's the tight end?
Richie Rodgers.
You play more than him.
He's more injured than Darius Geis.
Nope. The Redskins are going to go with really cheap, pretty unproven tight ends to fill the void left by Vernon Davis and Jordan Reed. Because, I mean, look, Logan Thomas, he's a journeyman in the NFL, as is Richard Rodgers. I believe he's most known for catching the Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers. I think it was Monday Night Football, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Against the Lions.
I think it's the last time he played.
He had a decent year in 2015. We're in 2020. So in 2015, he caught 44 balls for 510 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Right.
So he was one of Aaron Rodgers' favorites that year with 8 touchdowns. But if you were to look at 2018 and 2019, you're not going to see a whole lot from the last two seasons.
Right.
Yeah, big question mark at the Redskins' tight end spot still, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe you've upgraded the guys that can block. Maybe you've upgraded that portion of the tight end spot. But I wouldn't expect a lot of dynamic production out of either of those guys. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're going to scheme them up and they'll be effective. But it's yet to be seen.
What are they saying as far as the draft? They haven't moved the draft date, right? Is that
no.
the latest?
The only thing
Some
they've
scuttle
done
about
is they
it,
canceled
though.
All the public events. That's the only thing they've done.
Right. So it's possible they could have like a virtual draft, essentially?
Yeah, but the GMs are telling the NFL that they should move the draft back because they can't, you know, with all of the restrictions on travel, they can't legitimately interview these guys, see these guys work out.
Right.
So they think they should move. I mean, I guess that's probably better. Move it back a month. Why can't they have it at the end of May?
The whole calendar, there's no getting around it. The whole NFL calendar is going to change. I mean, who even knows if they're able to play half a season? I mean, you know, just who knows
how
this is going to work.
You're right.
Yeah.
But they could. I think they could get around. I understand. I saw some people who have been in the NFL executives say, well, we really like to have people in the building to see if they fit in our system and get that vibe. And I understand that's ideal. But you could do it virtually. You could interview these guys on a computer.
You can.
It's just different.
But you can't work them out in your facility.
You can't.
Right. Yeah.
You can only see them on video.
But, I mean, that's why you have college scouts, right? All of these guys, they've played 2-3 years of college.
Right.
Yeah, but they rely heavily on these workouts. I mean, if they're going to invest 3, 4, 5 years and millions of dollars, they want to meet these guys face to face. They want to see them up close and in person. It's just a big change, and they're not used to it. And I don't have a problem moving the draft back a month.
I mean, what's the point? It's not like they're going to go overnight and then go into the rookie mini camp. That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah,
not
but selfishly, soon. I would love them to have it just because it would give us a little content for a few days. Give it to us earlier. Actually, right.
Push it up.
Make it next weekend.
Right here earlier.
We just spent 2 minutes on Richard Rodgers, who had one catch for 7 yards last year.
Hey, these are the times we're at, JP.
Do they still have the deal with Richmond, or is that over?
I don't think it's still ongoing.
That was a long-term deal.
It is. So,
yeah.
So conceivably, if things got back to some sense of normalcy, we're going to be back in Richmond.
Possibly, yeah.
What's the name of that hotel we were at?
Was it the Richmonder or something?
The Graduate.
Yeah, we'll be at the Graduate again, at the rooftop bar.
Richmonder.
By the way, I completely spaced on...
I think it was the Outlander.
I know it was canceled, but I completely spaced on... I was supposed to go to Richmond Raceway for like a promotion, like an ad promotion, like this past Sunday. I completely forgot about it.
Well, of course.
but then I thought about it. I was like, well, it's definitely canceled. Like, I was
supposed to... Of course it is.
Like a ride around in, you know, like a pace car at the track.
I happened to look at my calendar.
Canceled.
I think Eric talked about this last week. There's no reason to even look at your calendar anymore. So I looked at my calendar, and I was supposed to, on Sunday, have a Nationals preview with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler on the Georgetown waterfront.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually was supposed to go. I mean, it's so finished. Supposed to go to the long-awaited trip to Nashville. The same
that's hilarious.
That I gave my wife 3 Christmases ago.
Canceled again?
It's going to be the last.
None of the bars are open.
It's scheduled to be the last weekend in April, same weekend as the NFL draft.
Right.
And they're both going to be canceled.
And by the way, Tennessee, not to joke about it, it's becoming one of the hot spots.
Oh, I didn't
like
see that.
The growth in Tennessee is huge.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, what the governor of New York said is most likely true, that yes, there are areas that haven't been affected as much, but it's only a matter of time. Why is New York so high? Dense population, and just think about it. Anytime you've had a connecting flight, it's usually through New York.
Right, yeah.
Everybody travels through New York. I've flown to Puerto Rico. We live in Maryland, and I fly to New York first and then down to Puerto Rico. It makes no sense, but constantly connecting through New York.
It's a major hub.
Which airport did you go to pick up your son, Cakes?
Went to JFK.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures of – it was just pictures, not video, but the pictures of the subways in New York?
Just empty?
No, they're chock full of people.
They're just teeming with people? That's great.
Yeah, you wonder
why the cases are skyrocketing.
I thought there was going to be a lockdown. People are on the subways.
I think the problem is so many people travel by subway that they need their essential workers, whether they're going to hospitals. They use the subway.
They're jam-packed in there, and most of those people don't have masks on.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why
their numbers are elevated, because people aren't in their house. They're on the subways.
Our subway system still open? Because I see buses, like the Montgomery County buses rolling around, which I've never seen a big population of people in those buses to begin with. I can't imagine what it's like now. The windows are very dark. It's hard to see inside that. I believe our guy Polyflix is still working.
Oh, yeah. Right. He's posted pictures of the buses, and they have certain seats roped off. Like, you can't be within 6 feet of the driver.
Right.
He's shown me pictures of his bus. It's completely empty.
Yeah.
He's still driving it around. But, yeah, I'm shocked that there hasn't been, like, a complete shutdown of that city, if not that entire
state.
But
it's a tough call if you're a mayor, a governor, and you have to make that call on that transportation, because you need people critical jobs that use, particularly in New York City, where nobody likes to drive and parking's like $50, you need people to get to their jobs.
It's impossible to enforce when you have 12 million people in a city,
right?
And you tell them all stay home. Like you said, there's got to be some people out there working, and other people are just going to follow. they're not going to stay in their house. You're right.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
My buddy Mike, you guys all know Frazier, went to DeMatha with him. He takes the Metro to his hospital. I mean, just the way it is.
You should ask him about it. Ask him how many people are on the cars.
I wonder if there's a – I know that there's a mask shortage. But once we get everybody, all our healthcare workers, and everybody obviously that needs the hospital care, their masks, can we get to a point in the not too distant future, let's say use Easter as a target, where the general public, we can all have access to masks, and that's a way we can ease back into, you know, society and just kind of, you know, not make, you know, just make, look, if you're going to go out and about, you got to wear a mask for the next 2 months. And that might be one way we can all prevent ourselves from spreading it to each other.
Would we have to go out with gloves, too? I had a little bit of a panic situation yesterday. Yeah. So we went out to kick the soccer ball, and there was nobody out there. Nobody on this field. But there are a bunch of restaurants next to the field where we were, and the ball ended up hitting a couple of chairs. I started freaking out. I was like, well, now I can't use this ball anymore. I'm going to have to wipe down the soccer ball because it hit chairs, which people, you know, a few days ago or a week ago were using at these restaurants.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long it can live on a cheap plastic chair or a metal chair. I have no idea.
Well, they say on the cruise ships, it could last as long as 17 days.
17 days, Cakes.
Man, that is...
So 17 days ago, Ann Pizza had a bunch of people sitting outside having their pizzas. Now all of those restaurants... There's a row of about eight of them, and I'm like, I just don't know how many of these are going to survive if it's like this for
a
couple of months.
Let's just say everybody wears masks, and then you can't touch your face with your hands, and you just got to be super diligent. As soon as you get to work, wash your hands. You know what I mean? And hopefully people have more access to hand sanitizer and that kind of thing. That might be a way that we can ease our way back into this.
By the way, I think that the touching the face, we're probably all doing it less, but yesterday when I watched the White House presser.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, who's the lead guy, he was just completely tearing his face apart with his hand.
You can't help it. You don't even know when you're doing it.
Like, Trump was speaking, and he just kept rubbing his neck, his chin. Well, he was all over his face, and I was like, that's the lead guy. He's the one who's supposed to be telling us how we behave, and he couldn't help himself.
Well, here's the thing. If your hands are clean, you go to town.
I guess so.
So they're probably drenched in hand sanitizer every time. You know, they take the temperature of all those guys that are around the president. So the media, everybody gets their temperature taken every day.
Right.
They're probably drenched in hand sanitizer all the time. I know me. The one great thing about being home all the time, I'm all in my nose all day long. I'm getting the boogers out. I can breathe better. I love it. But out and about, you can't do that.
No, it's gross.
Yeah.
It's unsightly.
Well I just don't want to get the corona.
But I thought to myself, if this soccer ball takes me down because it hit a chair at a restaurant.
I mean, what are the odds? Cooked. What are the odds that's
I know,
happen?
What are the odds? But
it's a long
it's
shot.
Kind of the, you know, and I'm not usually somebody that thinks like that, but you just start thinking like that, and I'm out there with my little one, and I was like, soccer's done.
Yeah.
Soccer's done.
A week ago, We let Steven and his buddy shoot, and I sat in the driveway and made sure they stayed away from each other, right? So they each had their own sticks and their own balls, and they were shooting. And then, like lacrosse. And then they wanted to shoot some baskets, so I gave them each separate balls. And the ball that he doesn't have corona, but the ball that the kid has is still outside. It's called the corona ball. No one's allowed to touch it for a week.
Yeah, but a week, you need to get a 17-day countdown.
You need to quarantine like my son in the basement.
Yeah, the corona ball is outside the side of the house.
Is your son still in the basement?
Still in the basement till Sunday.
Two-week
quarantine.
Is he complaining or he's settled in?
He's taking it pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, for being trapped in the basement.
He might as well be in the Montgomery County Jail.
I mean, the truth is, they now, yesterday, the female doctor,
Burks.
I knew I was merging the two. From South Park. She said everybody who's been to New York recently should be quarantined. Well, Kelsey had to go back to NYU last Wednesday, I believe it was, to pick up her furniture. Well, she's already interacted with everybody. Sure. Like, it's done. I mean, I always wonder with Cakes, he was in the car with his son for probably 6 hours.
Yeah, but he was wearing a mask. He was in the back seat. You know, we took the proper precautions. But,
well, I'm sure you did, but
he was in two hot zones. He came from Spain, which is, you know, trailing maybe just Italy and maybe one, like China. And then he flew into New York. I mean, can you hit more hot spots on the way back here?
Right. Well, just got to be careful. Got to do the right things.
Yeah, it is what it is.
He'll be down there for 3 or 4 more days, and then he'll come up after that.
All right. Well, we are here for you as a diversion. And on today's show, if you're interested, we're going to do a talent show, Gong Show 920. I don't know how many acts we're going to have. It could be a complete dud. I think it's going to be very cringy for sure. But sometimes cringy is good.
I think both of those things are true. Huh? I think both of those are true. It's going to be cringy and a complete dud.
Hey, by the way, Drab and I have a special guest judge for the talent show.
Ooh, you do? Look at that hook.
Is that a judge in studio or on the phone?
On the phone.
Oh, okay. Nobody's allowed in studio.
Yeah, no one's allowed in here.
Oh, is it going to be Bruce the Hugger because he always calls us on Thursdays?
No, much more famous.
I know today's
famous.
Wednesday. But
much more famous than Bruce the Hugger?
Yes.
Hey, wow. Drabby Valdez, when you guys go into the building, how many people, literally, you probably can count it on one hand. How many people do you see?
5, probably, total. Joe Claire and Sonny and
Elzol, and then the engineers.
Okay.
So you still see Roger every day?
Roger's here. Yeah. I don't know, actually. I don't know if Elzol's still here. I haven't seen them in a few days.
Right.
Yeah, the Drive morning show. That's
can
about it.
You guys, is there any way that you guys can produce from home? Or we always have to have somebody running the board, right?
We got to be here.
Yeah, I think it's impossible.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Well, for you boys.
No, I guess I.
Oh, you like it? It's you awesome. Like driving in?
Well, I don't mind the drive in, but it's nice and relaxed here. There's nobody here. I don't want to sit in my house 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's a nice little break.
Everybody, I think Jason's starting to feel it a little bit, but a lot of people that thought it would be great to sit in their house all day realize how boring that is.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Dukes is begging to come back here.
It's terrible.
Well, but here's the thing. In a normal life, when you work from home, then you could go anywhere you want.
Correct.
I was just thinking about this. I haven't driven my car since Sunday.
Right.
You're saving on gas, Ricky.
You're saving on gas.
You know, hook us with all your gas points.
and parking. You're saving on parking.
You're not going to Passion Fish every day? Whatever it's called.
You got to get the name of the restaurant that he co-owns correct.
Finn, it's not fish. Fish is a totally different place.
Passion Finn, okay.
No, I have not been there since, I don't know, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah. Got to go support him. Get the takeout.
It is open for carryout, yeah.
Get the takeout sushi, Ricky.
But I haven't driven my car, and I got to get my car out today.
Take it for a spin.
I have to. At least it'll just, you know, clear my mind, something different. Get out, just drive around a toll road.
Just go out and drive like 90 on the toll road.
Who's going to Harris Teeter or whatever for you?
My wife goes.
Oh, okay.
Expose her. And I give her my debit card.
A lot of debits.
I don't like her to take her credit card. I just give her my debit.
Not right, that many credits. Deal.
We are broadcasting live remotely this Wednesday morning. If you want to chime in on anything, you can call us at 800-636-1067. We do have the Talent Gong Show coming up at 9:20. Scott Pioli, former Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs exec, will join us. He's now with CBS. We'll talk some NFL moves with him coming up at 7:40 right here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We mentioned some of the Redskins' lesser moves yesterday, adding Peyton Barber, who, you know, who knows? He could be the number one running back when it's all said and done. A couple years ago, ran for nearly 1,000 yards in Tampa, then was kind of a running back by committee back last year. And then he added Richard Rodgers, who 5 years ago had over 50 catches at tight end for Green Bay, but the last couple of years has been battling injuries, and I believe last season had one catch. One thing that I saw yesterday that was somewhat interesting had to do with Cam Newton. So Cam Newton was released. The Panthers didn't even want to – maybe they entertained potential trade offers, but they just didn't even want to have him on the roster anymore, and they just cut him loose.
Yep,
so Cam is out there, and I don't know if it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we were kicking around the possibility of, well, should the Redskins – be interested in somebody like Cam Newton. And Ron Rivera made some interesting comments. He said, we have a young football team with a young quarterback. We have a chance to establish this. Where we are right now, we have made a commitment to young guys.
He's going
not interested at all.
No, he's going with the youth movement. I don't have a problem with that, especially if you want to give some support to your second-year quarterback in Dwayne Haskins. Like, if you bring in Cam Newton, you're completely then have a situation where Newton is the favorite to land the starting job. He should be the starter. I mean, he's more experienced if he's healthy. So if you're committed to Haskins, you don't bring in Cam Newton. You bring in Kyle Allen, which is what they did.
As soon as they brought in Allen, it signaled to me that Haskins is the guy.
Right.
So he should be thrilled. I think this was all pretty obvious.
I think that it was the likely scenario. I might have been the only one. I was in the bring Cam here camp because this is where I think they could regret it. And I don't know if it's likely or not. But if Cam returns to the Cam Newton he was a few years ago, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. The guy won an MVP. Now, part of that equation is he has to be able to run the football and be a physically dominant guy.
Right.
But if he's healthy, I think he's probably going to be better than even the best version of Dwayne Haskins. And I understand that you want to develop Dwayne Haskins, but the way I look at it is, and previously Rivera was talking about competition, and maybe that's what he's doing at running back by bringing in Barber and McKissick to compete with Geis and Peterson. But if you're talking about competition, it's a big boy league, compete. And Cam Newton would be the starter, but if Dwayne Haskins wanted to be anybody in the league, eventually he's got to get better and be able to beat him out. Wouldn't be this year. But I was in, they bring Cam Newton in, and he's shutting that down. To me, he's looking at year number one as a punt year.
How many legitimate landing spots are there for Cam Newton?
Well, the only one I can think of is the Chargers.
That has to be one.
Well, the Chargers would be okay, but I would think that would be a stopgap move because I assume the Chargers are going to draft
the quarterback. What about the Jags? I mean, you can't unseat Gardner Minshew in year two. I mean, he was decent as a rookie, but that could be another potential spot.
I think the Jags would work for sure.
The Jags, I mean, maybe.
There are more teams, actually.
Maybe
if you think
the Bears.
About it may
know,
be unlikely. The Patriots, the Dolphins. Like, the Dolphins are probably going to move up to draft Tua, but what if their scouts, and we don't know this, what if their scouts don't like Herbert and they aren't able to go up and get Tua? They just want to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick? I mean, I think that Cam can get jobs in different locations. I saw yesterday, now this would be kind of a long-term play for him, but I believe one of the Saints players was lobbying for them to pick up Cam Newton. Well, obviously Drew Brees is going to be the guy, but maybe he's
Well, I think the Dolphins, if they signed Cam Newton, That's a bad move. Just because if they sign Cam Newton and then they do get an opportunity to draft Tua, well, Tua's got to be your starter week one, or, you know, first year.
Right.
Cam Newton is not going to sit behind a rookie, and if he does, he's going to bitch about it. Right. So I don't think the Dolphins are a legitimate contender for him. I think that Patriots certainly, maybe the Bears, and, you know, Cakes brings up Jacksonville. Okay, I could see that too. But there aren't that many spots.
Isn't it interesting?
There's probably less than five.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that all the sports are shut down? We're months away from football. We're, you know, in theory, baseball is the first one that comes back, basketball, and all we're talking about is football.
Well, baseball has very little news other than guys are getting Tommy John surgeries because they're probably figuring that they're not going to have a season.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, opening day is supposed to be tomorrow.
Isn't it? That's unbelievable.
That's crazy that it's this early in March that they're having.
But all of our scuttle that, you know, okay, let's just see what's going on in these leagues, you know, outside, you know, while we're waiting for things to resume, it's all NFL. No one's talking baseball. No one's talking NBA. No one's talking about hockey.
It's because the only things to talk about in the NFL are off the field moves.
I guess.
Everything else, there's other sports are still supposed to be going on, so there's nothing really to talk about. But in terms of the NFL, you got free agency and then you have the draft. So like, that's why you can talk about it.
What are they saying in terms of, like, when does the next season start for the NBA? It starts in what, October?
Generally, late October, yeah.
Right. I mean, this season.
It's done.
It's done.
The NHL's done. The NBA's done. And I predict it, Major League Baseball's done.
Yeah.
I know they're talking about starting the season at the All-Star break. But and then they want to extend the regular season into October and then play. They're talking about playing the playoffs at neutral sites, warmer cities. I just don't see it.
Here's the thing. I know we got to go to break, Jason. Yeah. There's I can't remember where it is. But there's somewhere where it's really hot. The average temperature is 83, and their cases are rising like crazy. It might be in Africa somewhere. And that's scaring researchers with the idea, wow, maybe this one isn't a seasonal thing.
I have no idea. I mean,
if that's true, we're going to get no reprieve until we get the vaccine or some sort of legit treatment.
I know that medicine isn't on the level of the United States in Africa. I do know that.
Yeah. That's true.
So that's probably has something to do with it. But yeah,
you're
right.
Myth of the
but
heat
the
just knocking it out is probably just that.
I'm not buying that nonsense.
Well, the thing is, even Dr. Birx said that all other coronaviruses are seasonal. We have no reason to believe this one isn't. It just hasn't happened yet. But there is some evidence that it might not be.
Well, I have family, you know, a couple uncles that live in Puerto Rico, and they're on lockdown, and Puerto Rico is always hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not 100%, but 60% of the cases are in New York, and it's still pretty cold up there.
Yeah, that's because of travel.
They're not in Miami, and they're not in Dallas, and they're not in, you know, San Diego.
No, but I think Miami's a hot spot. The friggin' mayor's got it. By the way, Prince Charles tests positive.
And he's an old donk.
He's up there in years.
Yeah, I expect that.
I was about 10 years old when he got married to Lady Di.
He might never be king. He might right. never get there.
That'd be a terrible way to go.
Maybe he's just stalling.
The
stalling
queen
on
who's
that
probably like 100 years old is still around.
She's definitely in her 90s.
Wow.
100%.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.